Today we are going to continue in our series on the pursuit of happiness. I can tell you this has been God is doing something in this series that I hope that you're catching. Last week we did a sermon on breaking loose, letting loose of offenses in our life. And I had so many people who responded this week and said, "Pastor, did someone tell you I needed to hear that? Because that was exactly what I needed to hear." And so I encourage you, if you're unable to be here last week, go online to mydestinychurch.com. You can get any of our messages that you missed during this series. You can get those for free, and you can catch up on that. I believe you really need to hear that if you missed that, okay? Today we're going to talk about the joy of the Lord is your what? Strength. The joy of the Lord. And so today is a little different kind of message. I believe some messages are for instruction, for teaching, and some are for, you know, encouraging. And today I believe this message becomes a little more prophetic. And what I mean by that is 1 Corinthians 14 tells us, it says that when we come in, we should desire all the spiritual gifts. We should desire all the spiritual gifts from God. But he says especially we should be desiring the prophetic gift. And it's prophetic ministry, what it means with that is all prophecy should be used for encouraging, for edifying, and for comforting people. And so I believe this message today is a message of encouraging, comforting, and edifying other people. It's more than just a lesson today that I'm trying to teach. I believe it's a spirit that I'm trying to impart. Are you following me? Today it's just not just a lesson I'm trying to teach, but I believe in my heart that the Holy Spirit has spoken and said, this is a season that the church is entering into, and I want you to declare by the power of the Spirit through a prophetic voice that this is a season of joy that's returning to your church, of joy that's returning to the hearts of every believer, a season of joy. Many people in this house have been struggling with losing your joy. You've gone through some difficult seasons in your life. You've gone through some struggles in your life. And I'm here to declare through the prophetic realm today, through the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit is bringing joy back to your life. I want to prophesy over you today that God, Holy Spirit, is going to allow you to laugh again, to smile again. He's going to bring joy back to your life. And I believe that very much. This whole series has been encouraging that and speaking that as well. And so today, as we talk about the joy of the Lord, we're going to talk about Nehemiah. And Nehemiah, before I get into this text in Nehemiah, let me set up what's happened here. Remember, for 70 years, Babylon came and got the children of Israel and took them captive, took the rule over them. Remember, they took some of their best, young, and brightest. Daniel was one of them, and then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was some of them as well. They brought them into Babylon as well, trained them up as the leaders. And so we see for 70 years, they didn't have the scripture. For 70 years, they were without the word of God. Then finally, they're released to go back home, and they're there, and God instructs Nehemiah to build the wall around Israel. Remember, build the wall around Israel to keep out the enemies. And as they're doing that, they're bringing back the word of God once again. They're bringing back the word of the Lord once again. And they're reading now for the first time for 70 years. Now we see the word of God being opened up, being taught in the temples, being taught to the people. And we've had generations who never heard the word of the Lord. Now they're hearing the word of the Lord for the first time. Let's see their reaction. Nehemiah, chapter 8, verses 8 through 12. They read from the book of the law of God and clearly explained the meaning of what was being read. I hope that's what we do here at Destiny. We want to continue to clearly explain. And you should be able to understand it. This is pretty cool. You know, the Bible is not rocket science, but the Holy Spirit leads us and gives us insight how we can better explain it. And we do our best as pastors and leaders here to do this, to explain the meaning of what was being read. They were helping them, the people, to understand each passage. Then Nehemiah, the governor, Ezra, the priest and the scribe, and the Levites who were interpreting for the people said to them, "Don't mourn or weep on such a day as this, for today is a sacred day before the Lord your God." For the people had all been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. And Nehemiah continued, "Go and celebrate with a feast the foods and the sweet drinks and to share your gifts with the people who have nothing prepared. This is the sacred day before our Lord." Look what he says now. "Don't be dejected and sad." Haven't we heard that last week in two different stories? Remember, he told Abraham the same thing. And he told Cain and Abel, Cain the same thing. Remember Cain? "Pick up your head Abraham, pick up your head. Don't be sad. Don't be dejected. Look up. Don't be dejected and sad, for the joy of the Lord is your what? Let's say it together. The joy of the Lord is our... That's what he's telling them right here. See, they're weeping. This is what's happening here. They're hearing the word of the Lord come to them for the first time in 70 years, and they're weeping because they're afraid. They're like, man, we are heathens. Man, we haven't been keeping the laws of the Lord here. And so fear began to come into their life, and they're crying, they're weeping, thinking God is going to judge them, God's going to be mad at them, and they're realizing they haven't been keeping the law. And it was awesome to see Nehemiah instructed the Lord, said, listen, no, you're not supposed to be weeping out of fear, because I want you to get up. Today's a day of celebration. Today's a day, pick up your head, don't be weeping in fear. Today's a celebration. Look what it says here. And the Levites too, they quieted the people, telling them to hush, don't weep, for this is a sacred day. So the people went away to eat and drink at the festival meal, to share the gifts of food, and to celebrate the great joy, to celebrate with great joy, instead of getting to celebrate with great joy, because they had heard God's word and understood them. Now, the reason why he was telling them to not cry, but instead celebrate, because he was telling them, listen, you're understanding God's word, and your life's going to change forever. He was proclaiming over them that you're going to have a new understanding of how God thinks of you. You're going to have a new understanding of what God thinks of you, what he's done for you, and who he is in your life. And when you understand this and get your revelation, you're going to celebrate, because the joy of the Lord is going to flow through your life. It's going to flood your life, and it's going to change everything about you. Get up and celebrate, for the joy of the Lord is returning to your life. I'm here to declare this morning over Destiny Church to get up and celebrate, because God is bringing back joy to many people's lives this morning and through this season. Because what's going to happen is this. God's going to open up your understanding of who he is. I believe this year he's going to continue. Some of you, he's already started this process at the end of last year and the beginning of this year. It's already happening. You're getting a deeper understanding of who God is. You're getting a deeper understanding. You're seeing God the way you really see me. God, the way you really think about me. God, how much goodness you really have for me. And the more I understand that, the more it unlocks the goodness of God, unlocks the joy of the Lord, and the more the joy of the Lord I have in my life, the more strength I walk in. And so I believe that God is doing this in our lives as a season of our church, that God is calling us to walk in this season of joy. That God is saying, it's all right, okay? It's all right. Turn your mourning into joy. Turn your weeping into joy as we understand who God is. So I'm calling us to a new season. How do we do that? How do we make the joy of the Lord our strength? Well, number one, you simply got to do this. You got to find out your strength. And when I say strength, I'm not talking about how much you can bench press or how much you can, you know, lift. I'm not talking about that kind of strength. I'm talking about the strength that comes for what is your refuge? What is your stronghold? What is your fortress? See, strength is our mountain of stronghold, our fortress, our place of refuge. Let me say this to you. Where do you go in time of trouble? Where's the first place you go to? That place is your place of strength. For some of you, when you have a bad day or you have trouble, the first place you go is on social media. I can't believe it. I'm mad about this. I'm going to dispute it out right there. Looking for people to give us affirmation about why we're mad and agree with us. That's why I can't hardly go on social media anymore. I tell you, I'm having a hard time with it. I get on there a little bit and put out something funny or encouraging, but man, I've had to separate myself since the political season, because it just is so discouraging. And my emotions are not going to be held bondage by a social media account. Because my emotions are not geared to what social media says. My emotions are geared to what God says. He will be the joy of my strength. And so if you run to social media for your strength when you get to trouble, first place you run, you need to recheck that. God, no, I got to run to you. You are my fortress. If you run to get a drink, I got to get some alcohol, man. I got to get away from it. I got to escape this, man. I just got to go blow this thing off. No. My strength is, where do I run to for comfort in my time of trouble? And what I'm saying to you today is this, that you got to say, you know what? I got to run to God as a source of my strength. He said he would be the source of my joy, the source of my strength. And to walk in that joy, you got to make sure God is a source of your strength. You got to find it. God, you're the source of my strength. As we run to that today, we know that he's going to do something inside of us. As we run to him as the fortress of our strength, what happens is this, as we unlock from the inside out, we unlock the joy of the Lord to overflow in our life. And as the joy of the Lord is overflowing in our life, everywhere we go, when we go to our schools, to our workplaces, to the market, wherever we go, what's happening with us is we are changing environments around us. So that when I walk and go to my job tomorrow, and I've been in my fortress, which is God, and realize he's the joy of my strength, even though I may have cried myself on the way to work, I get out of my car saying, God, you've got this. God, you've got me. I'm going to let your joy overflow in my life today. I can walk into my job with a smile on my face, and people look at me and say, there's something different about them. There's something different about them. They're going through a tough season, but they're still smiling. They're going through a tough season, but they still laugh. They're going through a tough season. There's still something going on. What is it? I want it. It's the joy of the Lord. Because when the joy of the Lord comes in your heart, people can't take that away because they didn't give it to you. And so when I allow the joy of the Lord to flood and rule in my heart, it springs out of me. And when we go, can you imagine if we allow the joy of the Lord to rule in our hearts, in our homes, and when we all leave here, the first service, the second service, and where we go this week, when the joy of the Lord's coming out of our heart, how much difference can we make in impacting this community? It would transform, because people love the joy. And that's contagious. And when you let the joy of the Lord come out of your life, you're allowing things to happen that changes the environment around you. You can picket all you want. You can march all you want. That may grab some attention, but it ain't going to change anything. What's going to change is when you allow the change to happen from the inside out and allow the Holy Spirit to bring that out of you. And then you change the environments around you because you're carrying the joy of the Lord inside of you. We see this happening with Nehemiah. He said, listen, you're going to change because you're going to understand who God is. And look at James 1:2. It reinforces this. It says, dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. Sometimes I just want to slap James, don't you? Come on now. James, I dare you. But James is on to something. He was saying, listen, brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. Remember last week I told you that every situation we go through in our life is a heart test. It's a test of our heart. And this is what he's backing up here as well. It's a faith test, an endurance, a chance for us to grow. So let it grow. But when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. So he's saying, listen, you're going to have hard things that come your way, but they're just opportunities for you to grow, just opportunities for you to let the joy of the Lord come out of your life, even during a difficult season of your life. It's a chance for your faith to grow. The second thing we see here when we are going to allow the joy of the Lord become our strength, the second thing is we've got to discover the joy of the Lord. You got to discover it, okay? You got to realize it's there. You got to tap into it. Because joy, we see defined as an emotion of great happiness and pleasure. Joy is the emotion of great happiness and pleasure. It's an emotional thing. Turn to your neighbor and say, how do you feel? You know, I can tell you this, that I oftentimes don't know how I feel. Because my wife, she'll tell me how I feel, and I don't think I'm feeling that way. She'll be like, honey, why are you so upset? I'm not upset. What's wrong with you? Ain't nothing wrong with me. What's wrong with you, honey? You're getting kind of short. You're short with the kids. You're short with us and all this stuff. And then we're like, ah. So many times my wife has to point out to me how I'm feeling because I'm not always in touch with my emotions. I'm a typical man. I'm not always in touch with my emotions. So, guys, I'm talking to you today because what I'm about to say, don't leave me. I really need your backing in this today, okay? You guys don't hurt me, but what I'm going to tell you is this. Guys, I believe this year the Holy Spirit wants us to get in touch with how we feel. He wants us to get in touch with how we feel because we must be able to feel. If we're going to tap into this power of the Holy Spirit and tap into this joy, we got to feel the emotion. We got to tap into it and feel the emotion of the happiness of who God is in our life. Now, those of you, we have a lot of car salesmen in our church. And you car salesmen are great guys. Let's give all these car salesmen a hand. We have a lot of car salesmen in our church. If you need a bid on a car, see these guys right here. They'll help you out. They'll be passing out cars till after church, Johnny. Come on. Car salesmen will tell you that they can give all the facts they want about a great car to a customer. They can tell them about all the advantages, how good they'll look in that car. They'll tell them about how much money they're going to save in gas in that car. They're going to talk about all the safety features of that car. But all great salesmen will tell you this. They know one thing. If the person doesn't feel good about that car, they're not going to buy that car. So they can reconcile all the facts about that car. They can reconcile about how much money they'll save or how good a deal it is or how much safety issues it brings. But if they don't get that customer to feel the emotion good about that car, they're not going to make the sale. You see, for many of us, we know the facts about God. We know the facts about who God says we are. We know the facts and the details about this better life. But until we start tapping into the emotion of it, guys, listen to me. Until we start saying, God, I gotta feel good about my relationship with you. I gotta feel good about the joy you're bringing in my life. God, I gotta feel good about the overflow of joy you're bringing to me. We gotta reconcile that as well. And so you gotta know, you gotta discover this joy that the Lord has for our life if it's gonna become your strength. That's what he said in Nehemiah 8:10. We just read it. Let's look at it again. See, Nehemiah 8:10. Now, as we read this, remember, when the word Lord is used in Scripture, and it's lowercase, like it is here, the first part, Lord, is talking about Lord our God. But when you see the word Lord written in all caps, it's signifying Yahweh, which is the personal name for God. Okay? So keep that in mind as we read this text again that we just read in Nehemiah 8:10. This is a sacred day before our God, our God. But he says, don't be dejected and sad, for the joy of the Lord is our Yahweh, our personal God. For the joy of our personal relationship with God, the joy of our personal God is our strength. Realizing this, that how do I tap into that emotion? How do I grab the emotion of joy? It's from knowing that I have the opportunity. It is there for me to walk and have a personal relationship with Yahweh, the personal God. He's just not some God of the universe, but Scripture says that he also is a personal God that longs to be closer than any friend, closer than any brother. And if we allow that, tap into that, it brings joy to my life. Don't be dejected or sad, for the joy of our personal God is our strength. This year, I want you to experience the personal God. I want you to understand who God is. We're going to be teaching throughout this year and have different teachings. Some teachings will be about who the Father is and who the Son is and who the Holy Spirit is. We're going to be teaching on the Trinity, teaching you who God is, so that as you unsee and you see all through this and you unlock it with your eyes, I'm praying today, the more you discover who God is and who the Son is and who the Holy Spirit is, that your eyes are open and the joy of the Lord is going to flow through your life. The more revelation of who God is in your life, the more joy that's going to fill your life. The more joy that fills your life, the more strength you're going to walk in. Do you receive that this morning? Turn to your neighbor and say, this is for you today. And it's for me. We're going to walk in the joy of the Lord. And the last thing here, we're going to worship instead of worry. If the joy of the Lord's got to become your strength, you've got to realize I've got to worship instead of worrying. Worship exposes us to the joy of the Lord. Worship exposes us to the joy of the Lord. Worship takes my eyes off of my problem and puts my eyes upon God. Worship today exposes me to the joy of the Lord. That's why when you leave here today, you leave on Sunday morning and go, boy, that was so great. I love that. I love the feeling when I leave here. I'm so encouraged. That's just the joy of the Lord. The more you worship, the more the joy of the Lord floods your life. But see, where we fail is that we got to realize that our life is about worship every day of our life. That God wants me to learn how to worship Him even when the big band's not playing the music. Even when I'm not here in a church service, I got to learn that my life just becomes a life of worship. Sometimes it's worshiping as I'm getting ready for work and have some music on, or in my car on the way to work. Or sometimes it's at work when chaos is going around me. I just quiet in my spirit and pray in my heart. God, I'm just surrendering my life to you today. God, be in control of my life to you today. God, and around all the chaos around me, God, I focus in on your goodness in my life. Worship happens in many avenues in our life. And we got to learn that throughout the week, we got to learn to worship instead of worry. If the only time we're worshiping is on Sunday morning and you leave here feeling good, but it's not following through on Monday and Tuesday, then we're just a spiritual country club that's making you feel good and you're not growing anywhere. You see, I want you to walk it out throughout the week. I want you to walk it out when you get into the difficult season. I want you to walk it out when, man, you're really aggravated at your job. I want you to walk it out when you really have problems with your children at home and you and your wife are struggling. It's okay. God, I'm worshiping you. God, I'm focusing upon you. God, I'm going to put my eyes upon you. I'm going to worship who you are and allow the joy of the Lord to rule my heart. That's the test. And as we do that, it becomes the strength in our life. I'm going to close with these two texts, Matthew 6:31. Matthew 6:31-34. Jesus said, Don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? Look what he says. These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. What he's saying is this. He's saying, if you're worried about these things, it doesn't mean you're an unbeliever, but you're allowing the same spirit to rule your mind. As a follower of Christ, as a Christian, I'm not supposed to allow my thoughts to be dominated by the same thoughts as unbelievers. My thoughts are not to be dominated by worry. My thoughts will be dominated by, God, you're in control of my life. God, you're going to work things out in my life. God, you got this in my life. Don't let these things dominate your thoughts. But your Heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live out this thing righteously, and He will give you everything you need. He said, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow's got its own problems. Don't worry about it. Today's trouble is enough for the day. Don't be overwhelmed with these thoughts. Instead, learn to worship. Learn to worship. And as we close today, I want to read Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61 is such a good scripture. I love this. Remember, the scripture teaches the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is alive in us, right? It's called the Holy Spirit. And so this Holy Spirit is alive in us. And look what the Holy Spirit has come to do through Jesus. The Spirit of the Sovereign God, what? The Sovereign Lord is what? He's on me. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good news. Let me say this to you today. If you've got the Holy Spirit in your life, God has anointed you to proclaim good news. To teach the good news. What's the good news? That I was once lost, but now I'm found. What's the good news? I was once in despair. The good news is that I was once in mourning, but God returned joy to my life. The good news is this, that I can walk in a relationship with the Father that will change your life. It's the good news we have. He's anointed me to do this and to bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim freedom to the captives, and release from darkness the prisoners. Proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. That's what we're doing today. I'm proclaiming over your life today. The favor of the Lord, the joy is returning to your life, and the day of vengeance of our God, to what? To comfort, to bring peace and the comfort to all who mourn. I love the last part of this. Look at this. And provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow upon them a crown of beauty instead of ashes. What's he going to do? He's going to pour out the oil of gladness. He's going to pour out the oil of gladness. This is an awesome. See, when they poured out oil, it was signifying of the anointing of God. And they would anoint their heads with oil, pour it out all over them. This is a symbol here that God is wanting to pour out upon your life an oil of gladness, soak you in gladness. He wants to pour. Some of you, you've been walking in so much fear. You've been walking depressed. You've been walking with no purpose in your life. I'm here to say to you that the Holy Spirit's wanting to pour out into your life an oil of gladness. You've been mourning. He's wanting to comfort you and pour out the oil of gladness in your life instead of mourning. He wants to bring the garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair. When you feel like you're in despair, he says, no. I'm pouring out upon you the oil of gladness, and you put on a garment of praise. When I put on a garment of praise, you know what happens? I take off the spirit of despair. So when you feel yourself walking in despair, just say, no, I'm taking that coat off. I'm putting on the coat the Father's made for me. It's called the coat of praise. It's called the garment of praise. God, I'm going to worship you today. God, I'm going to praise you that, God, you are in control of my life. God, I'm going to praise you that even though I may not understand where the answer is coming from, I know that you're in control. And all things work together for good for those who trust you. God, I know that, God, as I put my faith in you, that, God, you're leading me out. God, you're taking me out. I know if I'll just pick my head up and don't be dejected and be sad, that I'll just raise up my eyes and walk towards you, that, God, you're going to restore joy. You're going to bring back a spirit of praise. And as I praise you in faith, it's going to be a test to my heart, but I'm going to praise you in faith anyway. You're going to restore and flood my life with oils of gladness. The Spirit of the Lord is going to be my strength. The joy of the Lord is going to be my strength. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. I believe today, this is what the Spirit is saying to us here at this year. It's going to be a year when God unlocks you to see who He really is. Your understanding of Him is going to go deeper. It's going to go further. The more you understand Him, I want you to say, God, I'm embracing the joy of the Lord. I'm embracing who you are in my life. I'm going to invite you to stand on your feet this morning. Anybody here this morning say, Pastor, that was just for me. I'm ready to embrace that. Yeah, silver hands going up. This is what we're going to do today. We're going to close with this song. As we close this song, I want to invite you to get out of your seat. If you want to step into a new season of joy, I want you to say, Pastor, I'm stepping into a new season of joy. Join me around the front. There's a crowd in around the front as we close this song. And say, God, we're stepping into a new season of joy in our life. Come on, press in, guys. Make room for those coming in behind you. His love is so great. Come on, Joe, lead us.
I lift my eyes to see your face, and I know my help is in your name. And everything held by hands of mercy. Oh, I will run and not grow weary. I will rise and God my strength. My heart will trust, for all my hope is Christ alone. Oh, now my soul sees in love and knows no end. Your love and knows no end. Your love and knows no end.
Thankful for God's love. Are you thankful for God's love this morning? I want to tell you guys the same thing I told the first service. Well, simply, some of you look at me here. I want you to hear me. Quit taking yourself so serious. Quit being so hard on yourself. Learn to smile and laugh. Learn to let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Listen, ain't none of us got it together. We all are imperfect, but we serve a perfect God. And if we just allow His strength to come in and change us, the more we understand Him, the more He's going to reveal Himself to us, the more He reveals Himself to us, the more the joy of the Lord can overflow in our life. Just turn to your neighbor and smile and say, loosen up. Loosen up. Come on. Rainy, look and say, loosen up, somebody. There you go. Tell somebody, loosen up. Smile. Now I want you to raise your hand. So I'm going to pray for you this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that God, you can allow us to laugh at ourselves. Because the Word of God says laughter doeth good like medicine to our spirit. And so I thank you today, God, that God, you are releasing stress out of this room in the name of Jesus. You're releasing worry and burdens out of this room in the name of Jesus. I pray right now that God, you're releasing in this house this morning a spirit of joy, a spirit of strength is returning. Father, I pray right now, Lord, that the Spirit of God is being poured out right now. The joy is returning in Jesus' name. Joy is returning in Jesus' name. Joy is returning in Jesus' name. I pray right now from our houses to our hearts to our homes, that our businesses to our families, to our children, to our marriages. I pray right now that the joy of the Lord be released in Jesus' name. That the strength of the Lord is being lifted up in this house, Lord, in the hearts of every believer here today. God, I release that spirit. We receive that spirit. And we say yes, yes, and amen. If you receive that, put your hands together one more time. Before you leave today, let me remind you two things. If you want to be involved in the next steps or the marriage class, marriage retreat, make sure you stop by the back and start reserving your spots for us. We love you guys very, very much. Join us Wednesday night for an all-church worship night, 7 to 8. Love to have you. God bless you. You guys have a great, great afternoon.